time at the Superior Dome, Northern Michigan, taking on Ferris State today. It's homecoming, and what a great week here on campus. And Brady Hansen is here. And Brady, tell me how things have been around campus this week.
Yes, sir. We got a lot of energy going into this game. I mean, we got a lot to prove and a lot to get through. So I think we go out, we play well. I mean, we've been working hard, so we'll be all right.
Last week was not fun, the way they jumped out, 27-0, and coaches let you guys know about it this week, eh?
Yeah, they let us know. I mean, you gotta have a short memory, and you gotta get through some tough losses, and you just gotta keep working. So coaches came out and they said, yeah, I mean, that's last week. We got this week to worry about.
Well, you personally might want to have a longer memory because it was a pretty good game for yourself. You had some good tackles. How'd you feel out there?
I felt good. Moving around, making some plays, but I mean, it comes down to it. Win, we just gotta win. And if we're losing and we're making plays, it doesn't matter. So I'd rather win, you know.
Well, you guys knew when the schedule came out that these would be two tough weeks in a row playing here at home. Tell me how you've approached these games knowing the opponent that you have are very good teams.
I mean, I think every week we think of our opponent as the same opponent. I mean, we go in and we think we're playing the best, so we got to practice to beat the best.
And you learned that in high school. Talk a little about how high school prepared you for this kind of competition.
Yeah, my high school back in Kewaskum, we were solid. I mean, we would come out, we'd win conference championships. When I was a senior, we had three in a row. So we would prepare for games like it's our last too, you know, just leave everything out there. I mean, you don't want to have any regrets going into games, and when you finish, you don't want to leave the field with regret. So practice to win and practice to feel good after wins.
What do you think you've learned most from Kyle and the rest of the coaching staff this year and you know, to build on what you already knew from high school?
I think the biggest thing is just determination and grit. I mean, these guys, they come out and they work just as hard as we do. So if we work hard and we make each other feel good and we just have fun out here, I mean, that's the biggest thing. So
anything surprise you about the grind? You know, it's totally different in college, obviously, than high school.
Yeah, it's a job. You know, it's a job. We come out here and we act like it's a job. So we love what we do and we enjoy what we do, and we put our hearts into it. So,
but it's not only about football. Coach talks a lot about not only keeping your grades up so you can squeak by and be barely eligible either.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's football. It's life. It's in the classroom. It's every day. It's outside of the classroom too. I mean, if we're in public, you know, coach prepares us to, you know, act like we should and treat people like we should. So the coach he works on grind, but he works on, you know, the bigger picture too.
All right, so tell me about your academic studies. What you're studying here at Northern?
Yeah, I am I'm a marketing major, so it's my second year here. I'm looking forward to, I want to keep with marketing. I love marketing. My family back home, we have a real estate company, so I'm looking into possibly going into that, and marketing would be great for a great degree for that job.
You could be a radio guy. I mean, you could take my job.
That would be fun.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, Juice is up there right now, but when you graduate, I mean, I'll make room for you.
Yes, I mean, hey, if there's a little opening, that'd be fun.
Okay, I'll let you give a shout out to anyone you think might be listening, right?
Shout out to my family if they're tuning in. I love you guys.
All right, and well, best of luck to you. Let's go get them, eh?
Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay, Brady Hansen, everybody here at halftime. We're back with more from the Dome after these words on the Wildcat Radio Network.